In Farm and Ranch headlines, Kaweah Delta Water Conservation District General Manager Mark Larson was asked to give an update on groundwater pumping concerns the Tulare County Agriculture Policy Committee had addressed. Larson outlined the issue and said with property rights involved, it may be a better question to put in the county lawyer's hands, issues that now will be exacerbated by looming groundwater metering.
Yeah, you see throughout the state a lot of scrambling and a lot of concerns about how groundwater extractors are acting today. And, you know, there's a lot of scrambling, deepening of wells, pumping to other areas, a lot of activities going on. And so, of course, the landowners in the areas are looking at those activities thinking, wow, this is a problem, may have impacts. And so they're trying to put something in place today to prevent that. Certainly the new legislation will take care of a lot of that, but it's not going to happen overnight. So I really think that there's some big challenges about doing stuff quickly today, because there's a lot of water law that backs up the ability of people to move their water around. And so it's kind of a conundrum.
With yet to be established water entities given 2 years to come up with a plan and several more years to implement it, Larson says disputes are on the horizon, especially since groundwater levels for next season will be much lower than they were when the majority of the crop watering happened this season.
Yeah, think about what's happening this year. And we hadn't even started the irrigation season, and we were all crying in our, you know, soup, because we knew it was such a horrible year. And now we're through the bigger part of the irrigation season and into harvest. I think we've only begun to see the impacts and the lawsuits and all the challenges this year is bringing us.
Stay with Agnet West for more water entity concerns about groundwater legislation. In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for California's Real Farm Radio, agnetwest.com.